I was due on duty at 6 o'clock in the morning when I received a call on the telephone that there had been a fire and an explosion in Campbell Road. Pretty cool. This was about 8:25 in the morning. I arrived there and there was obviously an explosion had been made there. The road was littered with glass and window frames. Cars were covered in glass. And I'm trying to rouse people in those houses when a friend of mine, he said to me that the principal damage was not in those houses, but there had been a bomb go off in the accommodation block in South Barracks. Well, I immediately sent a message to that effect to our brigade control. This was not quite the correct address. It was the North Barracks, in fact. I redirected the appliances from Deal that were on their way to the new address, and we arrived there. I parked the car outside the galley, rigged myself, met the fire appliance. It was absolutely horrendous what I saw. Just running from the galley to that particular site, I could see walking wounded and severely burnt people being brought off by Royal Marine personnel.
Had you arrived there before the ambulances?
Yes.
So you were literally the first emergency service?
Yes.
Really.
Yes.
And you mentioned going, you have a sort of recce car, that you are a car...
I have what they call a wireless car.
And you're there as a sort of reconnaissance and deployment officer.
That's right.
You immediately made the decision you needed both appliances.
They were automatically sent on. In fact, in the case of the Royal Marine barracks, there was three appliances sent on automatically. The first attendance to that large, complex range of buildings. The servicemen had organised themselves extremely well. They were releasing the more easily extricated people, probably buried up to their knees or stunned by the explosion, but not badly injured. They were trying to run a line of people to carry bricks and take bricks away from the site, and done an exceedingly good job.
Did you then have to get back to Maidstone Control to give a sort of briefing? Yes. And ask for further assistance?
My first connection with regards to that was with the first appliance that was there. I decided to employ those guys immediately with a walkie-talkie radio in contact with me and directed them to go to the site to assess what they could do, help the Marines that were there. I immediately put a message requesting further appliances, specialist appliances with heavy lifting equipment on. Other appliances that were coming on, I eventually raised the need for 6 fire engines to arrive at the scene for manpower.
And what would that have given us in manpower?
30 men. The two specialist appliances, they would have two men on, so probably 34 would be there.
But presumably later in the day they did get some heavy lifting equipment.
Yes, that came along much later on in the time when we had to lift some heavy roof slabs that were concrete. They needed to be broken up. They needed to be broken up well supported.
When you arrived there, did you link up with the Marine equivalent of a commanding officer on the ground?
Yes, I did. I located... WO2 Bill Howie, and I said the first thing we need from you, Bill, is a roll call be taken so that we know how many people were in this building at the time of the explosion. He passed that on to a senior officer who immediately got that to work.
How long did you stay on site yourself?
I was on site until after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The day shift people didn't want to go home, they wanted to remain there and work until they became exhausted and had to be sent home. Backup appliances, in the end, upwards of 80 to 100 firemen. We obviously had to get a direct link immediately by landline with our headquarters and have somebody man the telephone exchange end with a prolonged uninterrupted telephone line to our control. He had a walkie-talkie, I had a walkie-talkie on the ground, and the leaders of the teams that I was directing all had that. So we could actually speak to each other, and messages from me at that particular time used to go direct to our brigade control.
Looking at it from the Royal Marine aspect, I just wondered how they knew that you were the boss guy on the ground?
Well, there again, I knew WO2 Howie. I knew several of the other personnel there, amongst the bandsmen. I belonged to the Royal Marines Association. I visited the officers' mess, sergeants' mess. We've had a great association with the Royal Marines at Deal.
So you come off duty at 2 o'clock, when you hand over to your second-in-command or the new ship?
No, I was relieved by a far senior officer, who in turn was relieved by a far senior officer team.
And how much longer was the fire brigade involvement?
It was gradually lessened, the number of appliances, the number of people required, and the amount of equipment. But by 5 o'clock, I think they declared the job over and done.